Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town.
A little Heartland music bringing us back. John Cougar, Mellencamp. A little bit of his music there. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Hope you use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We update it every day just for you. New stuff up there all the time. Don't forget to check out the new video, and don't forget to take the poll question. New poll question up on the site right now. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter if you want to get everything we are going to be doing for the week in advance of everybody else. Just check it out there at on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and we'll send you the newsletter on Sunday afternoon. Have a great visit with our good friend, Jim Copeland. Jim is director of Center for Policy Analysis at the Manhattan Institute. That's manhattan-institute.com, right, right, Jim?
It's manhattaninstitute.org. .org. May well work as well. I'm not okay. Totally sure about that.
There you go, .org. All right, and that's where they can find out. And also, Proxy Wars, have you got a site for Proxy Wars?
We've got a website called www.proxymonitor.org, okay. And there's a lot of my writings and analysis there, audiovisual content, as well as a database that houses all of these shareholder proposals and the results and various data about them for the Fortune 200 companies. Again, right. These are big companies, but if you really want to understand the trends that are going on in this type of process, I think it's the easiest place for people to look.
Okay, so let me see if I can say this as elementary as I can, so even I can understand it, Jim. Proxy fights, the proxy wars, the proxy efforts by some people are an attempt to influence the corporate governance, the way the businesses are managed, the way they conduct their business. So a group of union investors, whether it be a fund or whatever, would try to use the proxy system to influence the way these companies treat unions. Right? Would that be an elementary way to say it?
Certainly the concern we're trying to explore.
Okay, but that's what they're trying to do. All right, so environmentalists would use environmental groups would use the proxy system to try to encourage people to know that the companies they're voting, that they're investing in, have a good or maybe a not so good record on sustaining planet Earth, that kind of thing. Is that correct?
Yes, that's certainly the objective of what the folks are doing that are putting these right. environmental policy proposals on the ballot. Now, I want to emphasize, none of these have actually passed.
Right, but, I understand. But is there anything in America, is there anything wrong with what they're doing? Is there anything that they're doing that is unethical or illegal or anything like that? Or is it just something that's fairly new?
Well, the lack of ethics, I wouldn't assert. I mean, mm-hmm. I do want to emphasize that. I mean, again, we don't know for sure what's going on here. But if you're the management of a labor union pension fund by federal law, is supposed to manage the fund solely for the interest of the ownership of the fund. In other
right.
words, to maximize
right.
the share price return of the retirees, because you've got labor
and not go wandering off on some ideology. Right.
That's absolutely right.
Okay. All right. So now I understand.
Obligated
that.
To do that.
I want to shift horses and put some strange bedfellows together here, Jim. Rarely do you hear small business interests look to unions as a playbook for their future. But since 2008, the relation I believe based on at this point anecdotal evidence on my part, my own research. I believe that small business owners have not been the treatment of small business owners by major corporate customers has degraded. The small business owners, they're being paid later. There are contract issues. There's a certain amount of, I consider it to be bullying and abuse of small business vendors by much, much, much larger companies like the publicly traded companies that you're talking about. You know, so my point is, what do you think would investors like to know? The way they maybe investors would like to know if a company is sustaining planet Earth well, they're managing their resources. A lot of companies are doing PR on that right now. I wonder if investors would like to know whether big companies were treating small companies well. What do you think about that?
Well, saying what investors would like to know is a bit of a loaded formulation. Let me explain for a couple reasons.
How should I put that? I got about 1 minute.
Yeah. First of all, it's important to realize that a company doesn't have to put anything on the proxy ballot if the SEC says they can exclude it.
Right.
And traditionally, a company can exclude measures that involve the actual management of the company. Now, the exception of that, in terms of the business judgment of how to manage the company, the exception of that has been a strange exception under the Rule 14a8 interpretation of the SEC. As influenced by the federal court judgments, and what that is they say if it's a matter of broad social or political or policy concern, then they can get these questions on. So you can conceivably formulate.
So it could be done, and wouldn't that be an interesting shareholder meeting with unions and small business owners standing together for that would be a pretty interesting thing there. Jim Copeland, ladies and gentlemen, with Manhattan Institute, manhattan-institute.org, and or proxymonitor.org as well. Thanks, Jim, for being here. Good job. We'll see you
Thanks
next time.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.